As overcomers, we inherit all things, December 29. We are made pillars in the temple of God. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down from out of heaven from God, and I will write upon him my new name, Revelation 3:12. The only hope of man lies through Jesus Christ. The pure and holy garments are not prepared to be put on by anyone after he has entered the gate of the city. All who enter will have on the robe of Christ's righteousness, and the name of God will be seen in their foreheads. This name is a symbol which the apostle saw in vision and signifies the yielding of the mind to intelligent and loyal obedience to all of God's commandments. The conflict that we are passing through is the last we shall have in this world. We are now in the midst of it. Two parties are striving for the supremacy. In this conflict, we cannot be neutral. We must stand either on one side or the other. If we take our position on the side of Christ, if we acknowledge him before the world in word and work, we are bearing a living testimony as to whom we have chosen to serve and honor. In this important period of Earth's history, we cannot afford to leave anyone in uncertainty as to whose side we are on. In order to gain the victory over every besetment of the enemy, we must lay hold on a power that is out of and beyond ourselves. We must maintain a constant living connection with Christ, who has power to give victory to every soul that will maintain an attitude of faith and humility. As those who hope to receive the overcomer's reward, we must press forward in the Christian warfare, though at every advance we meet with opposition. As overcomers, we are to reign with Christ in the heavenly courts, and we are to overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God.